Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning.
Check on Ilias, mate. Obviously, he went off on Saturday against Blackburn. Didn't look too great. Any positive news from that?
Yeah, no, it's not as bad as everyone thought. So, we're hoping that Ilias can be recovered very quick. You know, we're going to see where he is this week. But it was the way he did come off was quite worrying. And obviously, with the history here of one or two injuries in games at the moment, it's been really tough to take. And in my first game, one of your magic players sort of limps off after 30 minutes, it's not nice. It wasn't nice to see and it wasn't nice to take. But fortunately, the news isn't as bad as first thought, and at least so we're gonna monitor that one.
Was it was hamstring, wasn't it?
I think we're in that realm somewhere, but we've got to make sure that I don't want to give any information out that the doctors don't, there's all sorts of different variations of injuries in the back of the leg there. So there's tendons, there's hamstrings, everything. We're going to keep it in house and we'll treat him accordingly.
But I mean, is he going to be ready for Saturday?
I'm not going to say that either, because rather than we're going to be watching this, it's better news than we thought it was.
Okay. And what about some of the other lads? Tyler Roberts, for one, he seems to be sort of there or thereabouts. Is he any closer to being available?
Yeah, all of them. I mean, Sinclair, Tyler, Taylor. We made the bench last week after injury. We're really, really positive about it. Lyndon's been fantastic as well in rehab from his hospital visit. So we're looking stronger as we go, and I believe we'll only get stronger over the weeks. With these players coming back, as I said earlier. The start of the season, you look at the team and some of the names in there were real good names, playing really well. It's been tough. We've had bare bones squads at times, and in my first sort of squad, the squad picks itself almost rather than me having to pick it because of what's available. And I don't want that. I want problems. I want players back. But all those players I've mentioned there will be very close to Saturday's trip.
Okay, Ethan Laird as well. I guess he's in a similar boat. Is he back training?
Yeah, Ethan. I've been talking to Ethan as well. Yeah, so he's close as well. Yeah, honestly, I'm not just saying this to be sort of stupid. I think that they're all pretty close. I've come in at a good time. The one or two will miss out this weekend without a shadow of a doubt, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of faces on that team sheet that the fans will be happy with, and I'll definitely be happy with. I think that. Some experienced boys, some boys who've done it and played in the championship, I think is important at this time. Looking forward to getting them all back. But Ethan again is they're all outside, which is good. There's not no one's stuck in the gym at the moment. And Yeah, so we're gonna. I think Clark Salter can. We can just say he's not going to make the trip. But apart from that, the rest of them are all in contention.
Good stuff. And with Taylor Richards, I mean, he was sort of signed at the start of the season as a kind of almost a succession plan for Ilias and Chris if they were to be sold or injured or whatever. He's had sort of, you know, a lot of injury problems this year, but he was on the bench on Saturday. I mean, if Ilias was to miss out, he seems like the obvious replacement to go in there. But is he someone that you've seen from afar and said, thought he's obviously a talent, but he just needs to play games? Is he someone that you sort of have a plan for?
Yeah, absolutely. I like Taylor. I think he's a fantastically talented boy. I really do. He's very similar to some of the players I've come across over my management career as well. I think young players nowadays and modern players nowadays that there's so much more to them than just what you see on the pitch on a Saturday. And that's our jobs as managers and staff to work with them day in, day out and tell them exactly, you know, what we need from them and give them clarity. But Taylor is a fantastic player. It was a great, great moment to see him on the bench Saturday and get him some minutes on the pitch because I know how effective he can be. There's a few comparisons knocking around with Taylor from previous players at this club who've gone on to fantastic things. I don't want to put any pressure on the boy. But obviously he's been at some top places and he's highly thought of and he's highly thought of by this manager as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what I can get out of Taylor, definitely.
And I guess Luke Amos fits in that bill as well. He's another player that's sort of,
yeah,
you know, very talented player, but struggled with injuries. Again, he was on the bench on Saturday. That must have been nice to sort of have him potentially to call on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they only trained one day under me last week and that was tough to sort of chuck them straight in and find out exactly what they're all about. And again, Luke fits right in that bill of young, very talented, you know, I've got a good career ahead of him and get the best out of him is going to be my job, you know, but we're hoping that the training regimes that we're putting on and the games that they're getting in the B team and the 23s, you know, we'll get them up to speed pretty quickly because, you know, you can't just jump in and start games when you've been out for long. And as you're saying there, we keep mentioning this word injuries, you know, and it is a bit of a killer. So I'm going to make sure that we get the boys fit. And what's important is they stay fit. They don't reoccur because I've been there. I know it as a player. That's the worst thing that can happen to you, you know, reoccurrence of an injury. So on the mental side of things, that's just a killer. So we'll be looking after them. And people may go frustrated going, why isn't he playing? Why isn't he getting more minutes? There's always a plan and there's always a plan for what we are. And I want to make sure that in these 12 games left, we're strong as we can be in every one of them.
Okay. Defensively, I mean, you're letting a lot, not just last week, but prior to your arrival, the team's conceding a lot of goals. Jimmy and Rob, they're both good championship players, proven at this level, but their best days perhaps have been playing in a back three. Is that something you, I guess, with the number of players out, your kind of hands are tied a little bit, but is that something that potentially you may look to do down the line?
Yeah, you've answered your own question there. Of course, I like a three. I'm known for being very adaptable between a four and a three, and I think I like playing a three at times. And as you rightly point out, there's not many opportunities to do it with the current squad. So yeah, there's something definitely down the line I'd be thinking about.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.